The Bible says borrowing makes you servant to the lender. Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's share an inspiring message on living debt-free and becoming the head and not the tail. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George, the prosperity man, is back again. And we're winding up 160 days of prosperity.
That's right. Since we began in 2010, here we are 160 days.
160 days later.
You know, you just, when I said you just, to you, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity, you said, let's try.
And we're already thinking about next time.
Praise God. Gloria Copeland, for the last 10 days, we've been talking about the blessing of Abraham. What a joy.
I really enjoyed it.
What a joy it has been preaching with you about the blessing of Abraham, the ones that I have received this from over these years, and that all of the notes from these teachings are available to you online right now. You can go to the homepage of kcm.org, click to the picture of Gloria and me. It'll take you to the videos of what we're teaching, as well as the outlines. And you can get all 160 outlines on kcm.org. They're all out there for you.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely free. Print them. Download them. Preach them. Print them, distribute them. I mean, just let them go all over the place.
Yes, these are for you. We would love to hear good testimonies from it.
Yes. Victory over lack letters is what we want to hear.
Victory over lack letters. Amen.
So, Gloria, we began 10 days ago on a verse by verse study of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the blessing of Abraham. We began with Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14, that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made curse for us, so that the blessing can come on us through Christ Jesus, that we could receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In other words, everything that God promised Abraham is ours.
Yes.
And so we went over.
We are the seed of Abraham.
We are the seed of Abraham. We are heirs.
Heirs.
According to the promise.
Hallelujah.
We are, as one translation said, famous descendants of Abraham, the Message translation. And so what we did was we went back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we have been through, if you haven't been with us, you need to go back and look at this, verses 1 through 12 that we have been studying. And so, Gloria, we're going to wrap it up today.
Okay, George.
And this is what I'm going to do. We'll read verses 13 and 14, and then we'll finish this up. Verse 13 and 14, "And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe them and to do them, and that you not go aside from any of the words which I've commanded you, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve
them." That's a definition of a word person.
That's right. Focused.
Glory to God.
Focused on the word of God.
Amen.
So let's look at this. In verse 13, we are not the head, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So the word head in the Hebrew means the top, the summit, the upper part, the chief, the leader, the captain. We are the head. We are the top. We're
praise
on top.
God. That's good.
We are the chief. We are the leader, the captain. But the tail in the Hebrew means the end or the stump. It means to be attacked in the rear, and it also means flapping. I thought that was interesting. The tail flapping. And so Deuteronomy 28:13.
It means top, leader,
top.
And what?
It means, where are we here? There you go, up here.
Oh, you got it there.
Yeah.
Okay, the head, not the tail, above and not beneath.
Right.
Top, summit. Summit. Upper part, chief, leader, captain.
Yep.
Tail, end, stump, attacked in the rear, flapping.
Stumpy. And it says in the NIV translation, "You will always be on top, never on the bottom."
Yes, amen.
The English, English Standard Version, "You'll only go up and not down."
Glory to God.
And from this commentary, "You will rise more and more, an increase in wealth, prosperity, and in power and in dignity."
Isn't that great?
That is the promise that we have from the blessing of Abraham.
Right.
And now this is interesting, Gloria, as we go into this now, I saw something as I was studying this that I never really put together. Sometimes we don't put, we study isolated scriptures and we don't kind of pick up what was said last. Mm-hmm. But the last thing that was said in verse 12 was this, "You shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and you shall not be beneath." There is a connection between Deuteronomy 28:12 and 28:13.
Yeah.
You lend unto many nations, you'll not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not
That's
the tail.
Exactly right.
So what that's saying to me is this, Gloria, if we are borrowing, that means that we are the tail and not the head. We're beneath and we're not above, because I link it here with Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is the slave of the lender.
Now you can't get around that.
You just can't.
Do you remember, did you ever have bills?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we used to have bills.
We did.
And we did. And your whole life revolved around, we got to get this payment together.
That's right, the payment.
Payment.
Hey, there was an article I was reading the other day about a man that had been behind in his house payment, and he was like $14,000 behind. And he worked hard to get that thing, and he got right up to about $700, and the bank took it.
That bank, it didn't do right.
Now, that's a description of somebody who was not the head, he was the tail.
Yeah.
He was not above, he was beneath.
He had no control of his situation.
That's exactly right.
He had given, when you borrow money from somebody, an institution or a person, you've put yourself in their hands.
That's right.
For better or for worse.
The borrower is the slave of the lender, and the borrower becomes the tail and ends up subservient to the lender.
Yeah, that's right.
This Message translation, the poor are always ruled over by the rich. So don't borrow and put yourself under their power.
That's right. Glory
now, Gloria, I was looking in your Bible notes that you had, and off to the side of this verse, let's see, in Deuteronomy 15, you quoted Deuteronomy 15:6. Now, this reason I'm kind of stuttering here is because we just got a phone call in between tapings from Brother Copeland.
Yes.
And he quoted this very scripture here that we're about to read. You wrote it in your Bible. He just called it in to us a few moments ago. And it's the scripture in Deuteronomy 15 that talks about you'll lend to many nations, you'll not borrow. You'll reign over many nations and they shall not reign over you. Now, you said in your Bible, the word reign there means to rule, govern, and have dominion over.
Wow.
The borrower will be ruled over, will govern and have dominion. In other words, if you have borrowed on a car and the Lord says, give that car to somebody, you don't have the right to give that car because you owe money on it. You don't have right to give it until it's paid off. And not borrowing sets you free from that. That is the blessing of Abraham. That's what God was wanting to get.
In other words, it affects your seed.
It affects your seed. Yes, that's good.
Is that right?
It affects your seed.
Can't give it.
So listen to this. Brother Copeland called this in. And this is Deuteronomy 15, 4 through 6 in the New Living Translation. It says, "There should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land that He is giving you as a special possession. Mm-hmm. You will receive this blessing if you are careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. The Lord your God will bless you as He has promised. You'll lend money to many nations, but you'll never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, and they will not rule over you."
Hallelujah.
So first of all, the point that he was bringing out, that there should be no poor among us.
Look what it said there. If there are any poor people in your towns, when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you, you do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them.
That's it right there.
Isn't that awesome?
That's it right there. That is the lifestyles of the rich and righteous.
Yeah.
That is true prosperity right there.
Amen.
That's the bottom line of it right there, Gloria. That
and
there be no poor among us.
It says, instead, don't be tight-fisted, instead be generous and lend to them whatever they need.
Oh, that's good.
Glory to God.
That's the blessing.
That's the blessing.
That is the blessing that we walk in, and
praise
that
God.
we are not to be ruled and be dominated over.
That's right.
And that's what God was wanting to get across to them, and that's what He is wanting to get across to us, that we are to be the head and not the tail.
That's right.
We are to be above and not beneath.
That's right.
And there's something that Brother
praise
Copeland
God.
Said to me, that just has stuck on the inside of me. When Terry and I years ago had borrowed on a house, and then we made a quality, we determined that we were getting out of debt. But I was still feeling that effect of being in
uh-huh.
debt. And Brother Copeland said something to me that day. He said, George, the moment you make a quality decision to live debt-free, God sees you debt-free.
Praise God.
And then you said this, you said we were talking about, no, this came from the Humash. There's so much stuff that we talked about
yes,
before we went on the air. From the Humash, it says, God, the blessing of God will eliminate poverty and the need for loans.
Isn't that great?
So all that He's saying to us is God's saying this, I want you to be the head, not the tail.
Yeah.
I want you to be above and not beneath. And the way you're going to do this and where you're going to operate this is you need to live a lifestyle of debt freedom.
Praise
don't
God.
Don't get into that borrowing, because the rule are always rich ruled over by the rich. The poor are always ruled over by the rich. And He's saying, don't borrow and put yourself under their power. So the Lord is talking to us right now about this for you to make the same quality decision that Kenneth and Gloria, that Terry and I have made, and that others have made, that we're going to stand on this scripture, Gloria. When Terry and I were believing God to get out of debt, we stood on this scripture right here.
Yeah.
We stood on Romans 13:8, keep out of debt. We stood on Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12, you shall lend unto many nations, you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be above only and not beneath.
Praise God.
And so today, this is what I want us to do. I want us to help them make that decision, because Brother Copeland said, the moment you make that decision, the moment you make the quality decision, the blessing of Abraham is activated in your life to get you out of debt and get you out of debt fast. When you and Kenneth made that decision, when you were in debt, you came out of debt. Now you were $26,000 in debt at that time. That's 1967 money. You take that kind of money now, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
It took us 11 months.
The blessing of the Lord, when you made that decision, when you found that scripture, Romans 13:8, you found that scripture, and you learn from Brother Hagin that whatever the Word of God says, and we see that it says this, we're going to adapt that to our lives and we're going to walk it out. Then you looked it up in the Amplified Translation and it says, stay out of debt.
There's no help.
It was that moment that you and Kenneth made that decision.
That's true.
We're getting out of debt. And like you just said, 11 months later, the blessing.
Now, at that time, we didn't have anything. We were living in a little project house type house. We had furnished an early Goodwill, Ken's mother's leftovers and whatever. And we had a secondhand car. But in 11 months, we were out of debt, and the blessing began to increase.
The blessing on our lives will be activated, and there will be a supernatural acceleration that takes place to get you out of debt faster than if you try to do it on your own without the blessing. Supernatural acceleration of the healing power of God. Talks about being blessed in the fruit of your womb. There are couples out there watching us right now that could not have children, and the blessing of the Lord is coming upon
praise
you,
God.
And you are being fruitful and
thank
fertile.
You, Lord,
and there will be children coming out because children are part of the blessing of the Lord. Blessed are the fruit, is the fruit of your body, the fruit of your womb. So say this after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take hold of the blessing.
I take hold of the blessing.
I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm above and not beneath.
I'm above and not beneath.
I will lend unto many nations.
I will lend unto many.
And I will not borrow.
I will not borrow.
I make the quality decision.
I make the quality decision.
Right now.
Right now.
To live debt free.
To live debt free.
I am debt free in Jesus' name.
I am debt free.
And the Lord will accelerate that debt freedom. Oh. Now, something that you said, I wrote it here in the corner before we went on the air, something that you said, and that was that one of the things that keeps people from stepping out into this life of debt freedom is that fear.
Fear.
Is the fear.
Of lack.
Of lack. And you said this, fear stops you at the gate of abundance.
Oh, yeah.
Faith keeps the gate of abundance
glory
wide
to
open.
God. Amen, George.
Thank you, Gloria.
That's right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Gloria. So you made that decision. You're the head. You are not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And in the name of Jesus,
thank
I speak
you,
to that debt.
Yes,
I command
debt.
It to be removed and be cast into the sea. I command total financial freedom. In your life.
Debt
and you
go.
Are expecting and walking in the greatest blessing that you ever walked in your entire life. And you are blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You're blessed in everything
Amen.
That you do.
And you lack nothing.
And you lack nothing.
Let's just say you lack no thing.
You lack no thing.
Woo!
In these last 3 minutes, Gloria, we're going to read the very last part of this. In verse 14, you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand, to the left, or go after other gods to serve them. The key to all of this, Lord, Gloria, is to keep our eyes on the blessing, keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on the Word, keep our eyes and our ears to the voice of the Lord, to the commandment of God. I mean, you get so focused.
Amen.
It says here in the Message translation, don't swerve an inch to the right or to the left from the words I command you today by going off, following, and worshiping other gods. We do not serve, you have to choose one, God or mammon, which is another god.
That's
we are staying focused, Gloria. I'm staying focused
you
on the Word.
You got it, George. We're staying.
And the Lord, while I was putting this together, the Lord said to me to tell you, you don't need other gods when you have me. I will provide That's everything you need. I will get you out of debt, and I will help you live debt-free. And it says in Joshua 1:7, be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left so that you can be successful in wherever you go.
Amen. Here's a short testimony.
Yeah, tell it.
From Kenneth and Gloria. We have lacked no thing.
No thing.
We have lacked nothing in this walk of debt freedom.
Praise God.
Instead, it makes all things possible.
It really does, and
Glory
it really has.
God.
And Gloria and Kenneth, thank you for teaching me
Hallelujah.
About being redeemed from the curse so that I can walk in the blessing
yes.
of Abraham. Thank you for teaching me about the blessing of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14.
Yes,
thank you for teaching us and the
thank
body
you,
of
Lord.
Christ these things, because there are a lot of people out there right now that are free and delivered and whole. Send in your testimonies, your victory over lack letters, your victory in the blessing letters. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the blessing of the Lord is on us,
in us,
and wherever we go, and whatever we do, we are blessed.
We are blessed.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria.
Glory
Amen.
To God. We're blessed
Amen.
And we can't be cursed.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
George and I'll be right back.
In the year 2000, Mike and Sandra Bartlett were living in their homeland of Australia, where Mike was teaching mathematics at a local college. Sandra was working and managing their home and three children. Though they truly loved each other, life had become very difficult for the Bartlett family.
Now, our religious upbringing just didn't prepare us for the assaults of the devil that can really just cause havoc in your lives. We seemed to be getting attacked from every direction, financially, legally. The kids were going all over the place. We weren't getting along too well. And I can still vividly remembering coming together with Sandra one night in the bedroom saying, well, I just feel like we're in a spider's web, you know, and being devoured.
Life was a mess, a real mess. You know, we needed a change. And I wanted the kids to be together. I wanted us to be together. I wanted fun. We forgot what fun was. We forgot what family was. And we knew God religiously, but we weren't born again.
And we just prayed right then, Lord, we need a change. We've got to, something's got to happen. Something's got to change. And I can still vividly remember that. And, you know, within 6 months, God had a position for me in the United States. And it just happened like that.
Mike was offered a teaching position that allowed the family to relocate to the United States. However, this new start did not resolve the issues they were facing, and eventually the family was split into three different locations. Mike was living and teaching in Wisconsin when he began to watch the BVOV broadcast. The word resonated with him, and he decided to take his summer break and drive to California to introduce Sandra to this ministry.
So I drove, you know, all the way down, you know, 2,200 miles or whatever it is, playing these tapes all the way. So by the time I got to California, I was pretty pumped up. And and so I said to Sandra, we need to go to this believer convention. It's in July.
You know, I still can see myself walking into that convention center in Anaheim. I can still see it clear as a bell. And I walked, I mean, there were so many people and everyone was so friendly. Saturday was life-changing. From the healing school right through to the end of Saturday where we got born again. But then at the end of the night, Kenneth made a call. And I see myself as almost like, here's me and here's me watching. I'm out and I'm walking. I'm like,
that's right.
And Kenneth's watching me. Because he said, there's one more person and here's me coming down.
And the other thing that was life-changing too was that's when they launched this, the Elite CX team.
Yes.
And I felt really strongly that, you know, we didn't have any money. And they said, you know, we're talking about $2,000. And I said, well, I don't care. We're getting involved in it. Be paying partners and join the CX team.
We needed to learn some discipline, God discipline, I guess it was. So we said, we don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to start out doing a dollar a day, and we can't go to bed till we put that dollar in the mail, and we pray over it and bless it.
Well, we were in a lot of financial difficulty, but it seemed that things just gradually got better and better. And one of the things was, and I look back now, a lot of worse things could have happened. But the thing is, I'd made a commitment to tithe, and so those things couldn't come to pass.
What just came to me is that from when you first went to the job in Wisconsin to our income now, it's doubled in 10 years.
And not by salary increases. They've gone down.
Salary's gone down.
But you see, it's from seed. God brings in money from left, right, and center.
We're almost out of debt. As far as we're concerned, we're out of debt. Okay? We paid cash for a brand new car this year, which was a dream that I wrote down exactly the car 5 years ago. And it wasn't that long ago that the bank wanted to foreclose on our property. Do you understand? Only God can do that.
And now we have the peace of God, and it surpasses everything. And so we're full of peace, financially better than we ever have been before. And enjoying life, you know. It's so nice to know that we're in the kingdom of God, and the chaos of the world around us can't impact that, you know. What we can do is be a blessing to others so that they understand they don't have to be in that chaos.
That's right.
And God has made a way for every person. And that's the good news, all right. The gospel is for everybody.
Partners and friends, thank you for all of the finances that you've sown into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Thank you for what you've done to help us get the Word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around.
That's right.
And Gloria and I want to do something right now for you, to you. We want to bless you. And we are going to tag team read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, what we've been through all these last 10 days. And I want you to stop what you're doing
right now.
Take it. And receive the blessing, the empowerment to prosper and succeed. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. We're going to read verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth.
Yes, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God.
Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field.
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of your sheep.
Blessed shall you be in your basket and your store.
Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
The Lord shall commend the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in that all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
The Lord shall establish you a holy people, a powerful people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee.
And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give you.
And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the land to give his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain into thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow.
And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them.
And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods.
Praise God, Gloria.
And serve them. We'll not serve other
gods. That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
We are blessed.
Glory to
God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Next week, Ken will be teaching on the broadcast. Be sure to join him. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.